Welcome back to a very special 95th episode of the Launch a Firm Show, where I interview Andrew Foliato, who owns and operates Just Sell Homes and is the new owner of REM, which is Real Estate Magazine. In this episode, Andrew and I talk about why educational marketing is so important in our business, but also in our industry as a whole. And Andrew shares how agents can learn from other agents' experiences to help elevate their own businesses with real and practical advice. And we talk about what you can learn from old real estate training and how you can apply it to your business in today's market. And we share why you shouldn't use AI to write your content if you're looking to rank high on Google. And we talk about how you can gain more insight into what's happening in the market by being part of the REM family. Plus, we talk about a ton of other ideas that you can use to grow your geographic farm. So be sure to check out this episode, like and subscribe, and enjoy the episode with Andrew. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch a Firm Show. I'm your host, Ryan Smith, and today we've got a great guest. It's Andrew Foliato. Andrew is the owner of Just Sell Homes and the new owner of REM, which is Real Estate Magazine Online for Americans out there. I'll let Andrew kind of explain what he is. Most of the Canadian real estate agents here probably know what it is. So Andrew, take a second, introduce yourself and tell us a bit about why you're here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. So I mentioned just bought REM. So REM is the unsexy way to say it is it's a trade publication for realtors in Canada. But basically the goal is to provide the news of like what's going on in the industry. Cause you know, once REM shut down, so they've been around since 1989 and they shut down back in April. And that's when we looked at taking them over. Cause there's no one that was doing that in Canada really with any consistently. There's a few people who do some they might touch on it, but they're more consumer focused, or it's coming from a big brand or something like that. But there was no one providing kind of a unbiased third party reporting on the Canadian industry.
Yeah, it's been a staple in our industry in Canada. They were printing for the longest time, and then it spun into an online, obviously hybrid, you kind of needed both. Yeah. And then online is where most of the attention is at. So let's talk about how you've farmed real estate agents and then how you've kind of leveraged that and then kind of where you see things going.
Yeah. So, obviously I built my business in real estate and I didn't necessarily pick the niche at the beginning. It started as I was an agent for a couple of years. So I sold in Aurora, Ontario, and I basically farmed, but I did it all online. Like I was a big blogger. Like I was blogging 3 to 5 times a week, doing all that. And then the long story short, I ended up training for one of the big brands. And then once I wasn't there anymore, started this company, basically said, hey, you can hire me. And then I just stuck to real estate. That's what I knew. And, it's a huge advantage when everyone's like, okay, you've been in our shoes, you know what we're doing. Yep. We've had opportunities to move outside. And for example, I have a guy who trains me for CrossFit and I run his ads for him. So there's little situations like that where we do things outside of real estate. But generally we focus entirely on real estate and we don't branch out. So it's always looking at, basically what can we do to better serve ads, which is where REM or better serve agents, where REM really fits in nicely because they have the same goal as what can they do to serve realtors as well and provide them with great information. So for us, especially looking at it strategically, top of funnel in Canada, there's not really a better top of funnel option for what we're doing.
Yeah, it pairs well with what you're doing. It's obviously an addition to what you're doing and adding another element to it, which is awesome. Yeah. It's just, again, why I wanted to have you on here to kind of discuss it. And I think part of the thing that a lot of companies miss, in real estate, specifically outside of real estate, is that educational component. And this is part of what I teach in the scope method, is the educational components, the E in the scope. And it's such a big piece of building trust, building connections, building value, and then really keeping people in the long term. And I think that's what REM has done and has helped. Where do you see that educational component going for your business and for the real estate industry as a whole?
And one side that I'm excited about for it is that I can start talking about non-marketing things again.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I love marketing. I do geek out about it a lot, but I also just genuinely love the industry as a whole. Yep. But it didn't make sense to talk about the behind the scenes of what's going on with MLS stuff with JSH. So this kind of allows us to do a little bit of branching out into the other parts of the industry that I like and can talk about now again. Yeah. But obviously still with a pretty big focus on marketing, it will be through there as well. But basically, like, we just brought on our new editor, so we're going to be announcing her in October. She's part-time until then, until she goes full-time in October. She's just wrapping up some other stuff. Is like the North Star is essentially like, does this provide value to realtors? Is going to be the main thing that we do, right? Like, we're not going to focus, like, if it's like a social media, like, I always use social media as the easy example. Like, if it's a post that all it says is like, be authentic,
yeah,
that's not going to make it on anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's stuff that it has to, like, someone can look at it. And kind of like one of the ideas we're doing for like more like business development type of education is like, everything should have at least one thing they can go do now.
Right.
Right. Like, I can take this and go apply it this way. It's not like, it's just like, okay, I have to be more authentic online. Well, no, like, that's not like, okay, how do you do that step by step? Like, what's the point of doing that? That's the type of content we want to get towards on that side. And then there's just a lot of news that needs to get out. Cause like, I know, cause obviously over the years I've worked a lot with like OREA and CREA and different organizations like that. It was like, they do a lot of stuff that no one knows they're doing. And so it'd be good to like, people could actually see the value they're providing, some of the things that they're getting on. And so like putting that out there more and showing that, but then also like, you know, potentially being the voice of realtors a little bit, where it's like, if they want to see something, we could potentially help put a little bit of voice behind that and talk about it. And figuring out how to do that in an unbiased way.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point, because a lot of times as agents, we are as sole practitioners in our business, we don't really have a voice sometimes. Then we'll say, well, I'll get involved locally. And sometimes we all know that most people don't get involved locally, and even regionally and federally, people aren't getting involved. But when we have a voice, when we have something like your online platform, we can have things where people will see it, people will hear about it, people will then gain some traction, you'll find out about things that maybe they didn't know about, and really create that. And if I know our governing bodies are supposed to do that, but I mean, we all get those emails from Rhea and Rhea, and it's like, trash. When it's educational and when it's news-based, when you're signing up for, because you want to be part of it, I think there's a little more intentionality behind it.
Yeah. And it's tough from like all their perspectives too. Like, if you think about it, like, I remember when I was an agent, so I was at the time was with RE/MAX. So I would get emails from my brokerage. I would get emails from the brand. Yeah. I would then, and like the brand at the time, so it was not owned by the head office. There was a like sub franchisor. So we get emails from the sub franchisor, emails from the main franchisor. Then we'd get Rico, Aria, Korea. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's probably more in there too.
Yeah.
So like, without even trying, just getting in the industry, that's a lot of emails coming in. It's hard to stay on top of everything that's going on. So like, even with Just Sell Homes, like, we have a weekly newsletter, and that's kind of always the approach we tried to take in there, was like, okay, if you could get one email and stay up to date on the industry in 10 minutes once a week, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
REM, it's more like 3 times a week, we'll send out these emails with the kind of the top news story. So slightly different approach, but same idea. Is like, if you only had one source, could you stay up to date on the industry? That's what we want to provide, is like, just come here. We'll go out. We'll spend the time siphoning through all that stuff, sorting through it all. And then give it to you.
And the other part that I like about it, and as a past contributor to REM, is that you're getting the voice of the people who are in the trenches as well. It's not just someone sitting on their high horse or sitting up in an office spilling out information. It's people who are in the trenches, people who are sharing their experiences, their stories, their ideas. And it's built around, I guess, camaraderie, and it's built around that shared experience, which is huge.
Yeah. And that's where we want to focus a lot too, is like getting more and more experienced people. Like, one series I'm really excited about. So I'm a pretty big nerd. Like, I don't know if you know Star Trek that well or not. But like,
so
one series we're starting to put together is called the Kobayashi Maru. So basically it's a test in the show or in the movie that's like, it's the unwinnable test to see how you perform in a scenario where there's no right answer.
Yeah.
What you want to do is, we want to come up with like real estate scenarios of like, if this is a place an agent could find themselves in, whatever you do, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
There's no right answer. What do you do? And then have people who've been in the industry 30, 40 years come and explain what they would do in that situation.
Nice. That's awesome.
So kind of like doing different things like that, where it can help from an educational standpoint, basically, like, you know, how to protect yourself and your business and go through that route. Because like, looking historically, like, some of the most popular articles REM ever put out was on the legal side. So it's like, you know, a discussion of the cases, different things like that. So we're going to be looking at bringing up some more of that kind of legal side of things back in.
Yep.
And might like make a few little changes to that, like how it's done. But generally speaking, bring a lot of those like legal cases, because obviously people are pretty interested in that stuff. Like the numbers are pretty definitive. Those are.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's always number one. Sales and marketing tips, number two. Industry news, number three. So kind of looking at it from that perspective.
And I think what's going to drive someone into initially maybe one thing, and then they kind of stick around, find out something. They may come in because they saw the legal issue, then get some marketing tips or get some industry news and kind of work their way around too, which is important.
Yeah. And everything for us will be like really driven by like what people seem interested, like within reason. Like there'll be a little bit of like some things I just know people need to know, even if it's not something they've done before.
Yeah.
I always go back to that thing of like, if we asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses.
Yeah.
So as there's that idea, like, yes, we're going to look at what people want and do a little bit of that, but then we're also going to be looking at like, what do we think they need?
Yep.
And bringing in some of that. And like that will, again, look at the numbers, see kind of how it's going there, but we'll be doing a lot of testing, I'll say, of different things and different tactics to see what works the best.
Awesome. So you've taken over. Are you continuing the same brand? Are you continuing the same platform? Are you kind of rebuilding from scratch, or what's the plan?
So, I mean, it was completely shut down. So like revenue was at zero when we took it over. So like there's a lot of rebuilding from scratch on that side of things. I mean, we're going to keep the REM brand going. I mean, we've rebranded from like a look, like new logo, new website, that type of thing. So it will look a lot more modern if you go to the website now. So that's already done. We're going to make more like iterative changes on that end. Right now we're not bringing back the print.
Okay.
They're like maybe down the road, but basically, I mean, it's a huge investment on that side. So what we're going to focus on first is getting the site back up, getting it running, getting content going, bringing advertisers back. And then we'll kind of look at the numbers from there of like, when does it make sense? Because it was a like six-figure a year investment just to get the newspapers to the doors of all the brokerages, because they would mail it out at no cost to brokerages to every brokerage in Canada.
Yeah.
Now, like they had deals with boards where they would just ship it all to a board and the board would distribute it to members.
Yeah,
makes sense. But that was the most of those deals, just going back and really dating, were made back when boards were bringing the MLS books to every office.
Yeah, exactly.
Already.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, it was already, okay, well, if we're already going there, we'll just add a few newspapers. Obviously a board hasn't sent a MLS book to a brokerage in a very long time.
Yeah.
So those types of agreements were starting to go away. And now we kind of have to restart those from scratch again. Mm. So like, again, it's a big undertaking, for the print side of things to get that going again. So at least in the short to medium term, I don't think we'll bring that back. And then if we do bring it back, I don't know if it'll be a monthly newspaper, or maybe what the idea we've been tossing around would be like, okay, what if we did instead like a quarterly magazine?
Right.
A little bit more kind of high production quality, subscription-based type of thing. But again, we're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
We'll do our focus right now is going to be like bringing the print back, bringing the online back, but then bringing nude forms one, like doing more shows, like Over a Pint, for example, will kind of be more of a REM show going forward than a home show. And I have a few other kind of ideas in that realm kicking around of kind of doing a bit more of like a media network style. But right now we're getting everything up and going, getting into a flow of it, getting the new editor settled. Then kind of that next phase is, okay, now let's bring in the next forms.
Yeah, it's fresh. And as soon as I saw the announcement, I'm like, hey, I got to have you on the show. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, it's a good opportunity. And I think it's awesome because as someone who's a past contributor, I loved that magazine. I love the what they're about. And it's awesome to see that come back because we don't have anything like that in Canada. So that brings me to the next question is, comparing to something like in the States, they've got things like Inman News and things like that. How would you compare to some of the other publications and things that are out there?
So, I mean, the main difference we'll definitely have that you'll see right away is that we're not putting content behind the paywall.
Okay,
so
good.
Basically, everything is paywalled. So we're going to keep it open. Like, there will eventually be premium content, but it's not going to be in the sense of like, hey, what's going on at the MLS industry? I have to go open a paywall to read it. No, like all that will always be open. Paywall content, like, there's still a few kind of things we're working on, but when you see it will make sense that it's paywall. Like, we'll be doing maybe it might be some form of like white paper that's a little bit higher end, or maybe it's more like, you know, we have a bring in someone high end trainer or workshop style thing, and there'd be a big fee to bring them in to do like a hands-on workshop, and then we make that pay to get into it to right. cover their costs, and then yep. to get the recordings. Like, there's going to be options like that, but basically it'll be like very clear why it's premium content yep. outside of kind of that regular. And then even then, we'll have like what we're thinking right now for that is it doesn't have to necessarily be subscription-based premium content. We'll have like a subscription idea where you get everything we put out, mm. or you could buy them one at a time as they come up if it's of interest to you. Nice. But again, that's a like, I don't even think that'll be in the next 6 to 12 months okay. That we bring in that type of thing. So we're going to be very ad supported. And then, I mean, it has been funny to be honest, because we remember the first ad I put in the newsletter when we put it out, one of the replies was like, I don't like seeing these ads in there. Just stick to the news. I was like, well, we could.
Yeah.
Put in a paywall. And they're like, ads are fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, like that's one where like, I'm keeping it cognizant of like not going overboard on ads.
Yep.
And different, like the previous people were like, their whole revenue was ad based, is like with having the agency side with Just Sell Homes, I don't need to sell the ads.
Right.
Right. So for like any, what kind of what I'm joking with the team is like any unsold ads is sold to Just Sell Homes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like we have that ability where like I can get business out of it. So even if REM is break even or even losing money, hypothetically, which I don't plan on it to do that, I can still make money.
Exactly.
In other ways to keep it going. So
it's awesome. Yeah. So as far as past content then goes, are you continuing to keep all that past content that has been on there? And are you yeah. purging of anything? Or are you just kind of taking over from where it was left off and moving forward?
We're not getting rid of anything. Okay. I mean, there's 11,000 plus articles, I believe, wow. from the past on there. I can't go sit there and go through every single one. So like hypothetically, if there was an article out there from 10 years ago and someone's like, hey, I would prefer you take that down.
Yeah.
I would probably take it down unless I didn't see, like if it was still driving a lot of traffic, I would look at why. But there's no plans to take anything down. Mm. The only other stuff maybe would be like from an SEO perspective, if like an old article wasn't that relevant anymore and we had a new updated one.
Right.
Maybe then we would take out the old one just so we don't like yep. try to compete against ourselves to rank.
Yeah.
Instead of updating the old one and just doing a new one. Like there's going to be like maybe some one-off situations like that, but I think at least right now there's no plans to get rid of any nice. Of the old stuff.
Which is good. And I think it's important again to see that content, even the evolution of the content and evolution of scenarios and strategies going back as far as they've been around. There's a lot of stuff on there. Yeah. When did it go online? Like what's the earliest stuff you guys have?
So we relaunched on September 6th.
No, I mean from the original stuff. Like when did they
there shift to? Are articles, I believe, from 2004.
Oh wow.
And I only know that because we're testing a new trending section at the beginning that's weighted based on like most clicks and comments. As well. Like that's how the actual trending section, if you go on the homepage, is not just us picking them, like there actually is a like a very lightweight algorithm that decides it.
Yeah.
And when we first put it in, it reset all the stats of every article. And so it actually put in the top spot, like one of the first articles, which was from 2004. Like I remember it was like May 14th, 2004. I was like, what is this? And it was like a critical article of a specific real estate board. And it was like, that's not great to have on the own page, like 18 years later.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
and it's good, like you said, like the to be able to pull up those trending stuff, because there are things that are more relevant and that are interesting to people at certain times where that article may not be as relevant right now, but it could resurface and could show up based on market shifts and technology changes and that, which will keep things fresh and engaging, which is good.
And we'll have to be testing like what makes sense to like put something into trending too. Right. Like is it comments make the most sense, or is it just straight views? Is it shares on so we're going to be testing and seeing, like basically every now and then I'll go and look at that and be like, okay, how's it kind of sorting out on there? And does it make sense how it is? Because one we did look at was, what if we just did it manually? But to be honest, it's just a pain in the butt to do that manually.
That would suck.
Yeah. Like if I had a full-time in-house web guy, maybe it would make sense then, where that was like his only job was to kind of curate, make the website perfect 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But that's not really like right now we have a freelancer that, I mean, he's been my Just Sell Homes guy for many years. So he's kind of taking care of the website. So like he's always around, but he also does other work.
He's got a big project on his hands. So, yeah,
basically.
So then more than half of my audience is American. How would you say the content relates to Canadian market specifically, or is going to contain it specifically, or are you trying to keep it Canadian specific, or are you looking to branch out?
So the news side of things will be 100% Canadian.
Okay.
The only time we'll report, generally speaking, on American stuff is if there's like an interest in Canadian angle.
Okay.
Like if, for example, there's a big shift in how they do real estate down there, we might do like a, okay, what would that look like if it came here? Or is this something that could come here?
Right.
Like that type of thing. Like, or with stuff like when the iBuyers are getting big there, being like, well, let's look at, you know, is it realistic that these could come to Canada type of thing? There might be situations like that where we have some kind of American coverage. For American people, like if you're going to it like from a professional development, sales and marketing training, like all that will be relevant to them.
Exactly.
And that's, we're going to be putting more and more of that content out. Like one that we really want to do is really dive into like top producers' business and show like, how do they get there? What do they do? But really actually get into the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking with someone right now, potentially about them launching a show under REM. And there's a person who does like 100+ deals a year. To sit down with some with other people doing that level of volume and having them dissect their business live. So it's like 100+ producer dissecting another's on the spot. And I think that would be a little interesting. People love to see like one, two of them talking, and then they've been through it. So they know even better.
Like, I know the
questions to ask, but they would even know just as much or better than me.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like cool things we're kind of tossing around and doing. Then it's getting obviously like commitments of people to do that type of content regularly and different things like that.
Awesome. And then as far as future content, where do you see the industry going as far as content, as far as type and style? I mean, you mentioned the kind of the three different layers. Where do you see things going in the next few years?
I mean, I know everyone talks about video, but I still think, I mean, that's what I would say is video can be overrated. Like how many times have you clicked on an article on like Facebook, gone to the site and it was a video instead of a written article? So you're like, ah, I just wanted to read something.
Yeah, all the time.
So, I mean, I'm going to stick with written as our primary.
Okay.
And we'll layer in a little bit of video, stuff like that. But like at the end of the day, I think like, even if you look at the stats, like blogging, that style of content and just written articles, like those still perform really, really, really well. So I think we're still going to do a lot of that. And so like, I try not to look at like, what's the latest trend as much as like, if we're doing like providing good content, what's the best way to do that?
Yep.
And like, what's new and trending? It's like, okay, how can we take that stuff we're doing well and like cut it up and put it over here? So like, if we're taking like TikTok as an example, it's not that we're doing, we'd come in and like do this brand new stuff just for TikTok. It's okay, like we have this content people are loving. Well, let's modify it to put it over here potentially.
Right.
And I just, but then it's more just, okay, how is the best way to deliver this content we've created here to the audience over here? But we're mostly just gonna, I try to stay away from like the what's trending at any given moment too much. Because then you just get too distracted all the time. Like, otherwise I'd be on like Be Real right now, which
exactly. And if you want to be a legacy platform, you want to stick around and be around. It's, you have to dabble in those things, but not base it on those things, because you can dry up like that.
And like, there are certainly opportunities, like, you know, TikTok's blowing up organically for people and it, there's a lot of potential there. But you also got to look at like, what's your highest, best use of your time.
Yeah.
Right now for us, we're still like getting back up and running with like putting the best content out that we can. So like, I'm not paying that much attention to everything outside of let's put out good content. Once we kind of get into this flow again of like putting out the best content, we're really happy with it, then we'll get into optimizing it across different platforms and doing things like that. But like, number one for us is let's create the best content that we can and then worry about the rest later. And I think that's like everything, and this is where a lot of people just screw up their online stuff, is like they get too focused on like, what's the right length, what's the right this, what's the right that. But it's like, if you don't have good content, all of that's irrelevant.
Exactly.
Like, first focus on making it good, then worry about the rest. So that's right now is our focus, is let's make everything good. Let's make everything as good as can be. But because, you know, if that's, say, hypothetically, it takes us a year or two to make it like really, really good from a where we're extremely happy with it. Well, I mean, it's possible TikTok's not the thing anymore, right? Like,
exactly.
So I'm not diving too much into that. I'll worry about that when the time comes.
I heard a quote recently. They said paraphrasing that Google loves content that people love first. So it's like, it's got to be good content. People have to like it first. You can try to game the system, but if people aren't enjoying the content, if they're not diving in and consuming it, you're not going to rank. You're not going to be seeing it. People aren't going to appreciate it as much. So I want to. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, what I talk about this a lot with clients on the marketing agency side is like, all of this, the question we always get is like, how do you deal with constantly changing algorithms? And I just think about, for everything I'm putting out there, like, what does that platform want? Like Facebook, TikTok, it's pretty straightforward. Instagram, they just want people to spend more time on the platform and engage more.
Yeah.
Google wants to provide the best possible answer to that search. So if I'm taking that in mind and working on that, all the algorithms are going to do are help me accomplish that better.
Exactly.
Right. So if I'm putting out helpful content, it's going to do that. Like right now, like Google's big thing is trying to de-rank people who use AI to write content. Because that's the big trend now, is people just put like a topic into an AI writer. And those can actually do a surprisingly good job for it. But I mean, Google's like, well, that's not really helpful, because all they're doing is essentially summarizing other articles into one. Like, it's not actually helpful content. So they're going to look at, okay, how can we now find out which sites are using those and take them out? So as long as, like, if you're doing AI content, you should probably stop.
Because their AI is better. AI is better than your AI. So they'll know.
Exactly. Google will always win that fight. Like, you might get a few months here and there of a bump, but long term, you'll lose.
So obviously you are farming real estate agents. This is just like a real farm where you're picking that segment. How going forward are you going to target, and how, what, who's kind of your ideal user? What are you doing to kind of hone in on who is going to be the consumer for this?
So for REM, it's just basically anyone with a license in Canada that's actively trying to sell.
Yep.
Like if you look at the Toronto Real Estate Board, like how many have never, like I remember when I did my courses, now this is 10 years ago. That was when you had to do the third class in person, and half the people in my class had no intention of ever trying to sell.
That's crazy. Like
a lot of people have no interest, even though they're getting their license, and those be like, REM's not for them.
Yeah.
Like our goal is actively selling real estate agents in Canada. So like, I just actually put out a survey. We've had hundreds of responses to it. Now, 80% of our list is actively selling real estate. Nice. So that's going to be our goal, is like, I want to get that even up above 80. So that's kind of our focus, is actively selling people in the industry. We're not really, like with JSH, I'm more focusing on like, they've hit a certain income point, because like our price point for our services is higher. So like, generally speaking, if you're hiring JSH, you're doing at least $200,000 to $300,000 a year.
Right.
REM, it's different. It's more like, we have options for everyone, help people out. Top of funnel. And then like, obviously, you know, the people who are doing kind of the JSH level revenue, putting some stuff out there, that can funnel them over there. Again, we're just trying to find that balance of not being too spammy with it. So I've been so far fairly light on promoting JSH through REM. And I don't want to go too far with that, because I know if we start going too far, that kind of erodes trust and looks terrible. So we're just trying to find a light balance between the two right now.
That was my next question, was going to be, how are you going to tie the two, or, and how, what's that look like going forward? So that
Like right now it's more just unsold ad space goes to JSH.
Okay.
Cause like that's like, we're also won't just take anyone, right? So like, we've had people that have reached out to advertise that we've turned away.
Yeah.
Cause it just, it didn't make sense. Like Humber College, for example, was our big launch partner. And the only reason I let them, cause we had a few people asking, is I like their pitch, basically, which is like, they know if you do your real estate courses, when you get licensed, it's really a sign, like, to put it the way that I would say it, that they probably wouldn't say it this way. All the courses do is teach you how not to get sued.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, legally speaking, you can do the business, but it's not how you run a business. they've now launched courses for licensed agents of how to run an actual business.
Nice. That's awesome.
Right. So it's like that smart idea of, okay, I 100% agree with that. That's needed in the industry. Yep. I really like the approach they're taking. So that, and they're like, they're bringing in active agents to even help administer some of these courses. Like it's, I mean, the first cohort I think is next month. So like, it's still pretty early for them. But to me, like that's a valuable thing for the industry. So yeah, it makes sense to be a partner of REM.
Yep.
Exactly. Where, you know, we've had people kind of do MLM style stuff of wanting to like obviously leverage REM for that type of thing. And not even on like the recruiting side MLM, just like random MLM type stuff.
Okay.
I have no interest in putting that in.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't make sense for the brand, that type of thing. So like we're a little bit more selective on that front and we can afford to be. Yep. So that's kind of the thing is like even our ads we want to have be of value to people. So like it takes a little, that's where like it's going to take some time to like kind of nail that down exactly how we want it. But that's even my goal is like even if you're looking at our ads, I want you to look at them and be like, I still found value in it.
That's awesome. So for our viewers, if they want to get more information, connect with REM, get on their mailing list, what's the best way for them to kind of get into the world?
realestatemagazine.ca. There's a couple places on the page where you can subscribe to the newsletter. So those go out Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. We might play around a little bit with the days. The Sunday's always been their most widely opened one. So I'll definitely keep the Sunday one.
Nice.
But I maybe I'll switch to like Tuesday, Thursday at some point or Wednesday, Friday. I don't, we'll be playing around a little bit with like what makes the most sense from a frequency. Or maybe it goes to 2 a week. Maybe it goes up.
Yeah.
Because like we put out 3 to 5 pieces of content a day. So does it make sense to send one out Monday to Friday? We're going to be looking at, I doubt we'll go to 5 days a week with it. I think that's just too much.
Yeah.
but that could be one where maybe we'll do like a survey of the readers and be like, you know, would you rather a daily roundup or keep it at this cadence where it's more like every couple of days, the most popular content from the past. So looking at all that, seeing what makes sense. But I'm excited for that. This is gonna be fun. I like to play around, test things out, see what people are responding to. But just go to Real Estate Magazine and then go find us all on social. Because it's the accounts have been dormant since April, so it's going to take some time to get engagement up. So if anyone wants to go and engage, help us get it back up and running.
We'll definitely do that. Yeah. That's awesome. And I, again, if you're Canadian and you haven't not heard of REM, you're either lived under a rock or you're new in the last couple of years. If you've been around, obviously you know the value and hopefully it's had an impact in your business and you've seen, got some great content from it and the future will be even better for it. So, and if you're American, check it out as well, because I know there's a ton of great content on there and there's a lot of amazing things happening with what you're doing. So I'm excited to see the future and where it goes and how you take it.
Appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited. Awesome. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks for checking out today's episode. If you'd like more videos like this, be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our other social media channels. Looking forward to bringing you more great content like this, and happy farming.